Good morning. This is Brother Steve with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration again. We want to look at another example in the Old Testament, the story of Elijah, the prophet, and the event that took place there on Mount Carmel, where Elijah called fire from heaven and the people believed in the Lord God. I'm going to start reading in 1 Kings chapter 18, a few verses, and then just going to kind of skip down through there into chapter 19. Starting in chapter 18, verse 21, the context of the story is here. They had not rained for 3 years because of the wickedness of Israel. And here Elijah had called the people together and just asked for a showdown, if you would, let's just start reading here in verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered, and said, It is well spoken. And so following that, we have Elijah, we had the prophets of Baal going first, and they set up their altar and their sacrifice, and they call upon their God, and they cut themselves, and they do all kinds of things to try to get their God's attention, but there is no answer. And then Elijah comes, and he says that he sets up his altar, 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, and he also put his sacrifice on the altar, and he put wood there, and then after he had done that, he poured water over the altar, and he dug a trench around the altar and filled that with water until everything was completely saturated and the trench was full of water. And it says in verse 36, And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. You know, we see here a contrast here of the prophets of Baal crying all day, cutting themselves and going through all kinds of motions, and then Elijah, just a simple little prayer, asking God to reveal himself and to glorify his name in Israel, and fire comes down from heaven and consumes the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and even the water. So we'll continue here. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is the God, the Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and said to his servants, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. And then in chapter 19, Ahab goes back and tells Jezebel, and Jezebel gets upset, and she wants to kill Elijah, and Elijah flees. Then in verse 10, Elijah flees into the wilderness, a day's journey, and then he goes to, also goes to Horeb. From there he goes to Horeb, the Mount of God. And it was when he was in the cave there at the Mount Horeb that God came to him again. And says, "What doest thou, Elijah?" "What doest thou here, Elijah?" That's verse 9. Verse 10, and he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am blessed, and they seek my life and take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehalah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him." So we have here a beautiful example of God. First of all, I'd like to look at the offering there that Elijah brought, and how God answered with fire. It's very possible that the prophets of Baal were used to calling fire from heaven, or at least they were used to doing miracles and signs. The Bible talks about signs and lying wonders. Otherwise they probably would not have taken up the challenge. But they were used to seeing miracles, and they were trusting in their God to do that. Another thing I'd like to bring out here is, I'd like to ask the question, do we need to see fire to believe? Here was Elijah. He was up against 450 prophets, and it would have been very easy for the people to think that, well, who is this man against all these? It's oftentimes we tend to lean towards the multitude, and that was the case here. There's 450 prophets of Baal, and Elijah was by himself. Yet the people needed to see fire in order to believe. But it is even today. Many times people need to see signs and wonders to believe, and people are all over running after signs and wonders and all kinds of things. But their heart is not right toward God. But it is in the times when we have, it is by faith that we walk, and it's easy to believe when we have all kinds of signs and things. But it's in times when we are not seeing signs, and maybe not even feeling God as much, that our faith is tested, and we can choose to believe in spite of not feeling the presence of God, or not seeing the signs. So here we have an example of Elijah and against the 450 prophets of Baal. Then we have also in verse 43 of 18 and following, there's the example of Elijah, just a simple prayer for rain. It hadn't rained for 3 years, and here Elijah just prays, and the heavens give their rain. We have an example, in the New Testament, we have another place where that is brought out. James chapter 5, in verse 14, talks about the anointing with oil and the prayer of praying over someone for the healing of the sick. And it talks about also, confess your faults, verse 16, one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. Then it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So here's an example. It says Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and we too have that ability to come before God in prayer. Another thing I'd like to point out here in chapter 19, we read from verse 10 and following how Elijah was there in the wilderness at Mount Horeb, and so God says and asks him, you know, what are you doing here? And Elijah gives the answer that they have slain the prophets with sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it. And then it talks about how he went forth, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount, verse 11, before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Here we see another example of, you know, sometimes we look for God in all the wrong places. We are looking for fire and thunder and earthquakes and big things. But in this case, God was not in any of those. We have the strong wind, and then we have the earthquake, and after the earthquake, it was the fire, and after the fire, it was a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering into the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? There we have, again, that example. Where are we looking for God? Are we looking for flashing lights and signs and noise and big things? Or are we looking for God in the stillness, in the quietness of our hearts? Just that still small voice. Just that little voice within us, that are we listening to, are we going for all the places with all the noise and the loud music and whatever else that people are going for today, and signs and wonders, and we're missing God completely. God wants us to quiet our hearts before Him. And then also in verse 18, it says, you know, Elijah is complaining that he's the only one that's left. And then he says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. There again, just God reminding Elijah that, no, he's not alone, even though it seems that way. But when Elijah was able to stand up against those 450, God revealed it to him that there was others. He was not alone. And so even now we can trust the Lord. The Lord has his remnant in every generation. And may we be a part of that remnant against the whole world and all the false prophets out there and the false signs and wonders. But we can stand strong and be a part of that remnant. God bless you.